So in general, when people make a seam in the 9 days, it happens to be that some of the world, no one obviously in Eitz Chaim, but some of the world scoffs at it. They laugh at it. Oh, you're making a seam. Oh, now all of a sudden you need a piece of meat. And they machavek the whole thing. Obviously, we don't machavek the whole thing in this place. But I want to say why we don't machavek. I came up with a yesod on Friday, so I thank everyone here, because no way I would have thought of it if not for preparing for the seam. And I think it's an idea. The first part is not mine. Second part is. So the first part goes like this. They quote the halacha. We have in a private home, the halacha is that you're supposed to put up an amma break in your house. A lot of separate detailed laws of how you do it. Part of your house is not fulfilled completely. Part of it is left out. The Prima Gadim brings down, halacha lamaisa, that in a shul, we're doing work here now, in a shul it's not required. That's the Prima Gadim. A house, yes, a shul not. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach explained once, I think it was at a seam in the 9 days, that the reason for this is because a shul is a place of Torah, and in a place of Torah there's no churban. We celebrate, that's the word, we enact the 9 days and the 3 weeks based over mourning, what are you? Mourning for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. But in a place of Torah, there's no such thing as a mourning. There's no mourning there. So in Mela, you're allowed to eat in the 9 days. You have a seam because it's not a contradiction to it. There's no such thing as mourning during the 9 days if you're doing it through Torah of a seam. The same way you don't put up an amalama in the basic Knesset because in that place, we're not Zeichel L'Churban. There's no such thing. There's no Zeichel L'Churban and no Churban in the place of Torah. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. We could ask Akasha. Some bring down the story of Kamta Bar Kamta. That day, that's not some bring down. There is a story of Kamta Bar Kamta. And quickly, there was a host making a party. We don't know his name. And he made a massive party. The Rabbanim of the city were there. If you know the story, the Rabbanim of the city were there. And he invited the wrong person. He invited Bar Kamta instead of Kamta. Bar Kamta shows up and a fight ensues and he's thrown out. And he says, the Rabbanim were there. Well, why didn't they make a machal for me? Some bring down that the Siyam, that the party was a Siyam. That's what the party was. That's what Rabbanim showed up. Rabbanim showed up for a party. Not a regular party, a Siyam Dika party. So I have a kasha. If the whole party was a Siyam on a Torah, or whatever they made a Siyam on, so how could that have caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? That party led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. We just said right now, that whoever's Torah is, there's no Churban. Whoever this Torah is, no Churban. Not even a Zeichel Churban. You tell me the party was made of a Siyam, we'll make a Siyam only Shas, because we're at Open's place. A Siyam on Shas he made, all the Rabbanim showed up, and that created the Churban. Doesn't make any sense. More so, I saw a Medrash ask Akasha. The Medrash asked that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred. That means they did Torah, they did mitzvahs, they did gemilas chasadim, they did all these things. They go out ahead, sinas chinam. Why didn't the Torah protect them from all these things? Why didn't it work out that way? And the third question, then we'll get to the answer. Third question is, when we talk about the story of Kamta Bar Kamta, what's Kamta doing in the story? Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Kamta Bar Kamta. I don't know, what a Kamta? Kamta, by the way, just aside, in the book, Strength Through Fire, I have an article on it. Shtickle Torah that I'm not saying tonight. This morning, I gave a share to someone else with a different answer. I have to make an announcement for my website, rabbihubner.com. But this is a different answer. This is a different answer. And the cash is very good. What's the pshat? We say Kamsa by Kamsa. Kamsa, by the way, might have not been aware of anything that went on, by the way. Kamsa didn't get an invitation. Not invited to the party. Has no idea what's going on. Maybe he's in town. Maybe he's not in town. Maybe he's in the mountains. And there's a party going on. Bar Kamsa shows up, thrown out. What does Kamsa do anything? When you're talking about the destruction of Yerushalayim, why mention Kamsa's name at all? A name and infamy forever, and he's a side person there. What do you do? So this is the new chiddush for now for you guys. And you guys meaning I'm thanking you that I have this. That Lamaisa, there's different types of friendships. The Gemara starts out by saying that Kamsa was the friend of the person who made the party, which we're saying now a party is a siyum. The person who made the party was a friend of Kamsa. He was going to send the invitation to him because he's a friend of his. He went to the wrong person, but he was a friend of his. This is a big aside right now. When it comes to friendships, that's very good. We're pro-friendships. But not when it comes to the exclusion of someone else. I told this word over to someone on Shabbos. I'm not a WhatsApp aficionado. And he told me there's the subgroup of a WhatsApp chat. I don't know what it meant, but he explained it to me. So there's a WhatsApp group, but then there's the subgroup, which leads to division among the other people who are unaware of it, whatever it is. Friendship has to mean inclusive, not exclusive. Torah has to be inclusive, not exclusive. The famous, when they started the Daf Yomi, Rav Meir Shapiro started Daf Yomi, it was a wild idea at the time. And he says, his famous speech he gave, he said, the ship says, the Rabbi Kiva ship sunk, and then he made it to the shore, they couldn't believe he survived, they asked him, how did you survive? And he said, I held on to a daf. It's a play on words. The daf really meant a plank, a board in the ocean that was in the ravaging ocean. He held onto a plank and he survived. Rav Meir Shapiro, with a play on words, said, no, if people hold on to the daf, the other daf, they'll be able to survive no matter what. And he explained why, back then, before there was real traveling, that someone walk into a shul anywhere in the world, he could sit down and join a chabur right away. Right away. We're up to, we're all up to the same page. Everyone's up to the same page and getting. I think it's getting, right? Yeah. Anyone walk into the same page again, they know what's going on. That means, in a way, part of the reason Rav Meir Shapiro set up the daf yomi, besides Avada learning Shabbai, part of the reason for the daf yomi was a uniting force. Torah can be a uniting force. But Torah becomes a sama mavis. And not always, do people who learn Torah use it as a unifying force. Some people don't. So here we have Kamta. A friend of the host. But that friendship, whatever they were discussing in the sub chat, was at the exclusion of Bar Kamta. I don't know if Kamta was there at the party or not. That's another one of my books in Experience Greatness. I have an argument there if Kamta showed up to the party or not. It's irrelevant if Kamta was at the party or not. What the point is that Kamta and his friendship with this person, the host, were at the exclusion of Bar Kamta. So when Bar Kamta shows up, it created not a unifying force, even though they're making a siyum. They're making a siyum on Torah, which the Daf Yomi could be a concept of unifying force, but it became a non-unifying force. One thing we say, friendships, I'm not going to talk about. But the siyum in Eitz Chaim, Rabbi Open told me, invite anybody you want. But Rabbi Open Sr. said, invite anybody you want to the party. And in general, when you make a siyum in the 9 days, the people who don't come to Shacharis on Sundays are still Monday night by the siyum. Why? Not because they're looking for food. Because in Eitz Chaim, Torah is a unifying force. Torah is inclusive. Everyone can get involved. And that's why this type of siyum in the 9 days is, of course, permitted. This is a different type of siyum. If you have the siyum that's exclusionary, whatever that is, but whatever the host made by Kamsa, Eina Chanami, that siyum is a siyum of Torah. But you know what happens to that siyum of Torah? Even with all the Torah in the world, you know what they're doing? They're causing a churban. With the Torah, they cause a churban. But then there's the siyum we have now, which is the opposite of it. That means even if I don't get to eat, I come back the next year. Why? Because there's an inclusion. There's everyone here is besimcha. Everyone's in a good mood. Everyone wants to be part of one unit, one achdus. And that type of siyum, there's no churban. Hopefully, by Wednesday night, we're all in Yerushalayim, and we're eating from the karbanos, from Harav Yemeinu Amen.